up on the jukebox.
Got a jukebox.
We had Spike Jones on the bar.
All the jukebox music.
Today on the Vinyl Experience, a month of indie spins continues with three more self-published artists: Monster Rally, Battle Me, and Beat Radio. Plus, a classic drummer remembered, and a couple of great decades revisited in their first year. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
We'll be right back. foot of Mount Belzoni.
That kind of groovy, chill-out vibe was all the rage from the late 90s to the mid-2000s. Monster Rally on Gold Robot Records is the project of Cleveland's Ted Feigen, who crafts tracks from his record collection, combining his interests in hip-hop, exotica, and tropicalia. The album Return to Paradise was released in 2013. To begin, the title cut of Donald Fagen's 1983 solo debut, The Nightfly. One can imagine Donald's DJ character spinning Monster Rally on his apocryphal radio station, WJAZ. I'll pick up the cue here on the Vinyl Experience and spin a self-introduced track from, well, I'm not gonna say. First, let's hear a rare EP track instrumental version of the song. We'll be right back.
go swimming.
And the masked man is Peter Gabriel on The Vinyl Experience, and a song that belongs in an unusual category, with others like Joe Cocker's The Letter, The Grateful Dead's Bertha, Bruce Springsteen's Devil with the Blue Dress medley. You give up? Yeah, songs that were only released as live versions. There is no studio track of those. But there was a studio track of Peter Gabriel's I Go Swimming, just an instrumental which came out on a 12-inch single of Red Rain in 1986. 3 years earlier, the proper release of I Go Swimming was on the album Plays Live, although the song dates back to Gabriel's 1980 tour. Here's the second of three indie spins. Beat Radio is the baby of Long Island songwriter Brian Sendrewitz, together with Brian Verstraten. Starting out 10 years ago, they self-released downloads and pressed CDs, gained praise in the blogosphere, and then in 2013, their album Hard Times Go marked their plunge into the vinyl arena as a limited edition 150-gram red or clear 12-inch vinyl on Awkward for Life Records.
And in those weeks after the war, tried to walk a million miles to find the things that we had lost and let it all go for a while. We needed time to make
The Vinyl Experience with Oasis, from a recent Record Store Day exclusive release, and an indie spin by Long Island's Beat Radio with the song Strange Harmonies. Two beautiful harmonies we go, from three bands that defined the state of the art as the 1970s began. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, The Grateful Dead, and The Band. The Dead had some news this week, but let's begin with CSNY and the title cut of their 1970 watershed Deja Vu. Dallas Taylor, drummer for that project, and later in life a dedicated supporter of recovering substance abusers, died this week after some years of frail health. He was 66. The fast life got the better of the young sideman who played Woodstock and is heard here negotiating the unusual rhythm of David Crosby's signature song.
Another time around the wheel, I would probably know just how to deal with all of you. And I feel like I've been here before.
Don't you wonder? rope down palace
on my hands and my knees. I will rope, rope, rope.
Make myself a bed by the wall beside.
In my time, in my time, I will. I will lay my head, listen to the river sing sweet songs to rock my soul.
River, dawn to take me, sing me sweet and sleepy. Sing me sweet and sleepy all the way back.
Many worlds I've come since I first left home. Going home by the waterside, I will rest my bones. Listen to the river sing sweet songs to rock my soul.
When we get to the end. them start all over again.
Three state-of-the-art LPs from the start of the 1970s. Stage Fright by the band, American Beauty by the Grateful Dead, and Deja Vu by CSNY. The surviving members of the Dead, surviving dead oxymoron? Anyway, announced this week that they're going to give a farewell show this year in Chicago. If Broketown Palace makes the set, there surely won't be a dry eye in the house. Let's step up another decade to three albums that signal the start of the 1980s. By New Year's Eve 1979, FM radio stations were already several cuts deep into Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' breakthrough LP Damn the Torpedoes, along with the sophomore offerings by The Police and The Cars. So let's dig deeper into tracks from those records that got radio spins in the early days of 1980.
I can only hope that they didn't.
The Vinyl Experience, digging deep into three albums that were must-own LPs as the 1980s began. The Cars' Candio, The Police Regatta de Blanc, and Tom Petty's Damn the Torpedoes. The songs, I Got a Lot in My Head, It's All Right for You, and What Are You Doing in My Life? On the other hand, I'm dedicating this first month of 2015 to revisiting some deserving self-released vinyl of recent vintage, and so our third indie spin. Battle Me, the inner psyche and stage moniker of singer-songwriter Matt Drenick. His music self-described as slacker pop. Last March, he released the ambitious LP Future Runs Magnetic, brimming with pop songs steeped in an alt meets prog sonic stew. Here's the title cut.
Thank you. Listen to the children. Listen to the children. Please, please, listen to the children. Please, please, listen to the children.
That's the Vinyl Experience. The Doors, much maligned, 1968 LP The Soft Parade mainly showcased Robbie Krieger's hit songs like Touch Me, but Jim got to be Weird Jim on his own compositions like the title song and that rabble-rousing little cut called Do It. Before that, indie band Battle Me with their LP on El Camino Records, Future Runs Magnetic. Check out previous Vinyl Experience shows on demand at prn.fm and rtds.ca and as iTunes downloads. Please thumbs up the Vinyl Experience Facebook page and follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.